play as hard as you can, help the team win, and move on from there. But I'm excited about this week. I think it's another great opportunity.
You weren't disappointed when you found out that Trevor would start this game?
That's out of my control. You know, I got to go out and play as well as I can and then react to anything else. So just I got to keep competing and have fun playing ball like I am.
You beat yourself up pretty good Saturday night. Anything different about how you feel after that game?
No, I mean, obviously I was frustrated. I want to win the game. And to do that, you got to score points before halftime. And we failed to do that. But I thought, you know, looking back on the preseason as a whole and the entire body of work, we moved the ball really well. The numbers look great. There's just a couple plays here and there that we got to clean up. And if we do that, the sky's the limit for this offense.
You said you squandered the opportunity. So what do you think you need to redeem yourself?
Oh, squandered an opportunity that game. I don't think the whole thing, it wasn't like, okay, that's it, throw in the towel. And I think a lot of people interpreted it that way, but that's never been my attitude. I don't quit. And I'll take this thing down to the wire if that's what it takes, and that's what it looks like. So let's go.
Gary said a decision will be made next week. Does it feel like the room's ready for a decision to be made?
Well, I guess by week one.
Where do you feel like you stand in the competition right now?
I don't know. That you got to ask Coach.
Does your preparation change when somebody else starts the game, or does it stay the same?
Not at all. I think it's got to be the same. You got to prepare like you're going to start and that you can go in on any given play. At a moment's notice, you got to be ready to go. And, you know, you don't want to get caught out there having underprepared. If anything, you got to overprepare.
With so much focus on the quarterbacks not making a mistake, how do you kind of approach it with still needing to make plays but not want to make that mistake?
You got to go play free. Go play free and have fun. Trust your preparation. Trust your experience. And remember, we're playing a game. Have a good time. Don't be afraid to smile. And get after it. Go lead those guys.
And speaking of smiling, can you tell us about your the guitar commercial that's out there?
Oh, that wasn't me. Different guy.
In this situation, is it hard to keep yourself from getting discouraged, or do you find yourself thriving in this right now?
No, I think it's great. If you're a competitor, this is all you want. And that's where we're at. That's what the situation dictates. So go play ball. Go have fun. Cut it loose. And all those cliches that y'all hear from quarterbacks, cut it loose, grip it and rip it, all that kind of stuff. So anyone you want, go ahead and pick.
Do you think this could be your last chance to start in the NFL?
I don't know. That's a big picture question. I'm so in the moment. I'll get to you later on. Let you know.
What effect has this competition had on your relationship with the other two quarterbacks?
I think we're pretty good. I think it's been, you know, professional, but I think more than that, I think it's pretty friendly. Unless they're really good actors. I think we root for each other and have a good time playing, and you want to see the other guy succeed. You want to see the team succeed, and so whatever that takes to win, that's what we try and do.
Mark, how much does it benefit you, the fact that you've done so much in some AFC Championship games, to struggle to get in the league as long as you can?
Oh, I mean, any kind of experience helps. There's no substitute for that. You can watch it on film a million times. You could rep it in practice a million times, but until you've done it in the game, like I said, there's no substitute for that kind of experience. So we'll rely on that and keep pushing forward.
What's the biggest thing that you want to show Kubiak and everyone this Saturday?
Oh, just that, you know, that mistakes happen, but you move on and bounce right back. If it's a bad play, a bad series, a bad game, you just pick up where you left off and move on and correct the mistakes, continue to build on the good, which is our completion percentage, you know, converting on third downs, a lot of things that we're doing really well at the quarterback spot, so across the board. So we just got to keep doing that and take care of the football and have a little fun.
Did you expect the competition to kind of drag this late into preseason?
I think we're just doing it for you guys to keep it fun. What else would you write about? You know, it's a defending Super Bowl champ team, and you guys probably get bored without it, so you're welcome.
Mark, one of the things that's been obvious is the hot start, you and Trevor, on opening drives. How would you assess Virgil Green's play? It looks like you guys both had a rapport with him.
Yeah, I think don't put him out there too much, man. We're trying to keep him under the radar. He's doing great, and he's worked hard in his rehab coming back. And, you know, I didn't know him from Adam coming in here, and so I didn't know what he could do. And he was coming back from a hand injury, so I didn't know if that would affect his catching ability. But he's done great, going up and get the football, use his body. He understands spacing really well. And really fits into this offense great. So it's a testament to him and his hard work in the offseason, and then Coach Perriani really working hard with him.
How tough has it been for the line and for the quarterbacks with the line to get timing with the injuries up front?
You know, that's part of the deal in training camp is getting used to who's going to be in there. And I know last year they had a ton of injuries at the O-line spot, and they were shuffling guys through. So I think, if anything, it's been easier for them. And then as we shuffle through as quarterbacks, just trying to get a feel for each center and, you know, get a feel for they got to get a feel for our cadence and things like that. But we're all getting used to it still, and we'll have those things ironed out here come week one.
Talk about having fun. So what makes it fun for you that keeps you coming back into your eighth season competing every year?
Well, I think, you know, completing a pass, getting out there, getting a first down, watching players make plays that you've seen in practice, whether it's Jordan Taylor or Cody Latimer, guys on the cusp that are really, you know, buy stock in them. You know, those guys are rising fast. And you see them kind of make a play, maybe not 100% sure in practice, and they're kind of make the play, and then you go see them make it in the game, and you're just fired up for them. You can't there's no better feeling than seeing your teammates succeed and watching that defense finally play against somebody else and harass somebody else and get after another quarterback instead of us. That's nice, too.